Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this November 9th, 2022. It is 10:30 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. here, and I am joined by our friends from Encourage. First, I want to introduce Kim Shields of Encourage. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Good to have you here.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
And I want to thank you for bringing in Nancy Quick. Nancy is here with us. Nancy is representing the Wood County Veterans Memorial. Thank you for being here, Nancy.
Good morning.
Thanks for
having
you.
Me.
I appreciate the time and looking forward to talking with you in just a little bit, Nancy. If you don't mind, I'm going to pick Kim's brain a little bit here because I love talking to our friends at Encourage, and I love talking history. So kind of get a little bit of both of these here, Kim. So, to start off first, how are you both doing? Kim, how have you been?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. Good to hear. Nancy, how are you holding up? How's everything going?
Very good.
Good. Very good. So now we can do the homework. Now we can actually get into things. A brief history of Encourage's support of the Wood County Veterans Memorial. I know that you and I have talked about this before, Kim, especially to maybe newer listeners. Let's get into a little of that, if you don't mind.
Sure. So Encourage was really, really fortunate to meet with the Wood County Veterans Memorial Committee and talk about their development and plans for this beautiful memorial that, if people have not seen it, it is at the Wood County Courthouse right in front, and it's absolutely gorgeous, so touching. So I know that Nancy has a lot of information to share about that. Mm-hmm. But we were really fortunate that this committee had this love and passion and wanted to support and memorialize our veterans. Mm-hmm. They are so important. And the service that they have provided to us, our community, our country, is incredible. And it truly is very touching to be able to be involved in this.
Especially if I've gone to the courthouse, I can't go to the courthouse and not go past and not look at it, not read names, that kind of thing. But I can't even drive past it and not think of that. You get to the roundabout or something, I'm immediately mm-hmm. thinking of it being right there. It hasn't been around that long, but it's become already something like it feels like it's always been there. Like
exactly.
Kind of thing. It's something I think a lot. I'm not the only person in town like that that takes such a meaning from it, even when I'm not able to look and be real close to it.
Right. It has such a presence in our community. And to me, that really helps to drive home the fact that we are remembering and thanking our veterans.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you for saying that and for noticing and having it be so special to you, too.
And I know I'm not the only one.
Right.
I've talked to other people out there that feel very similar to it. Mm-hmm. And I have, ties to the military and my family, of course. But I know people who don't necessarily have those close of ties that still have some feel something going past it or anything. So that part is certainly noteworthy.
Absolutely.
Getting into a little bit more of the initial establishing of
this. We at Encourage have different types of funds, and for the listeners that that are regular listeners, they may have heard about different types before.
Mm-hmm.
But with the establishment of this memorial, we actually had created a pass-through fund, and this was back in 2004 when the memorial and its work began. Typically, a pass-through fund has a firm start and end time.
Okay.
Obviously, with a memorial, that isn't always the case.
Yeah.
And so it actually has evolved from a pass-through fund into a permanent fund at Encourage that helps to support the memorial now and into the future. So there's different types. If I could just kind of step back quickly about some pass-through funds that other people may recognize.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. So like the building of the Centralia Center.
Okay.
So the Senior Resource Center would be one. The Southwood County Humane Society.
Mm.
The Rome Town Library was another great pass-through fund. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, that was a pass-through fund, creating the new theater.
Mm-hmm.
And also, obviously, the memorial.
Yeah.
Another one It's not really pastor fun. I'm going to skip that. Not to confuse.
It is good to, it is good to have. Good to have those examples, though, of understanding what's the difference of this fund and that fund.
Exactly.
Really explains it pretty bluntly for there.
Right. And so the pastor fund essentially ended and became this permanent fund. And that is a fund that helps with the purchase of bricks and the general maintenance. So Nancy is going to share some information about the program that's coming up this week. And so, you know, some of that funding helps to purchase those bricks that are constantly being added to the memorial. And then what we have also that's really important to grow is an endowed fund. So I've talked about endowed funds before. That is a fund that will support the memorial forever. That perpetuity word, but forever. And so we really want to grow that fund as well so that it will create and generate funds that can go back into supporting the memorial.
Yeah.
So long after our lifetimes, you know, there will be money there to maintain the memorial, to clean the memorial, to cut the grass, plant flowers, hold future celebrations. So we're really hoping to grow that so that we can keep this memorial strong, long-lasting, and beautiful forever.
There's an old Native American phrase that I think of oftentimes when we're getting together, Kim, and different people that you guys bring in from Encourage. We don't plant trees to see them grow. We plant them for our children. We plant them so they can see them grow. It's like that with so many of these things. Everything that you just mentioned there, from the Centralia Center to the memorial, these things are built for us currently to enjoy and appreciate, certainly. But there's so much about the next generation, the generation after that, being able to appreciate these things, being able to have some appreciation for these things. Having an endowment like that keeps that kind of history going.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so important to be able to have that support because, you know, we want to make sure that that memorial always stays beautiful.
And it's this this insight, this forethought that you guys have over there that I always come away from these conversations just being impressed by, because not everybody does that. And we need a little more of that, I think. Just thinking of not just ourselves, but the next generations and that kind of thing. And certainly, like, stuff that we're talking about, none of these things, every one of these things that you mentioned there, Kim, and you didn't even give us the whole list,
right?
Are things that we greatly want to and champion and embrace and you know, triumph. Like, that's really cool. That's a great idea. Collectively, since the inception, how much has been donated?
More than $200,000.
I don't believe you. No, that's crazy. That's amazing. That's awesome. That is really cool. That is really, that is great to hear. You hear a number like that, Kim, and I know you know this job, this industry a lot better than I do, but you see it, you hear a number like that, and even for somebody who's been doing this a while, it's got to just be like, just overwhelming.
It is. It's absolutely amazing. I ran the reports and I knew it was high. But to actually see that and to know that everybody can contribute. Mm-hmm. You know, some gifts were $10. I know I personally donate on Memorial Day and Veterans Day to support the memorial. So, and there could be really large gifts as well. Recently with the sheriff's department and the correctional inscription that was added for people that are serving, you know, that was a larger gift. So it can vary, but every dollar matters. Every gift is important. It comes from the heart, and it's there to support the veterans and remember them.
And really, one of the things that I would hope that people are honored to be a part of, honored to do, honored to invest in. It's an investment. It really is. Nancy, I want to talk with you a little bit about the committee. So let's start there before we get to our commercial break. And what can you tell us about this committee that was put together, Nancy?
To start with, I would just like to mention that our first dedication was in 07 on Veterans Day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But before that, the seed money to start this committee came from a group of World War II veterans who had a special project, and the money that was left over, Jack Cahoon gave it, it was given to him to start this project.
Wow.
And he gathered together some veterans, some community people, and almost anybody he knew.
And he knows a lot of people. Yeah, he's a wonderful, man.
He was just determined that this city needed to honor its veterans more than the World War II veterans were honored at the park.
Yes.
On the riverside. Mm-hmm. So we had to find a place, and this group of people who didn't know each other before we all met picked a place. But our biggest thing was to add to that seed money. So the biggest project initially was to raise the money. And somehow we got lists of hundreds of names of people who had served in the military, some who had died in service, others who were still here and had served their country.
Hmm. Oh, that's beautiful. Nancy, when it came to the memorial itself, how did that get developed? How did that come about?
The actual memorial was on the actual memorial are the names of everyone from Wood County who died in a war from the Civil War until we just put a Desert Storm name on. So the front is completely filled, and the back has started to have names also.
I see. Is this something that, as hard as it is to stomach having to add names to something like this, is this something that we're hoping to be able to do as well, being able to add names to the memorial?
Well, that's one of the reasons to have this fund through perpetuity, because we will continue.
Right.
There will be a committee always to add those names. But it's also the legacy stones that we have 500 names or so on the memorial, and we have 500 legacy stones throughout the grounds in front of the courthouse. The front of the courthouse will change in a year or so, but we will still be the major place there.
Yes.
But we have 500 stones. Many of those people are still living. Some of them are honored by their families. Others are honored by local veterans groups.
That's 500.
So we're 1,000 people's names
are
at the front of the courthouse.
That's really something. I knew there was a lot. I don't think I knew there was that many. That's really cool.
Thank you for sharing that. It's also in honor of, I may have misspoke and didn't want to, a lot of them are in memory, but we do have a lot that are in honor of people. And, you know, eventually, all after our lifetimes, it changes. But to be able to honor somebody that's living now and have them see their stone and be at the dedication, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So thank
you
for mentioning that.
It's good to honor all of these individuals, but especially if they are able to appreciate some of it while they're still with us. That's really nice. That is. We're speaking with Kim Shields from Encourage, and we have Nancy Quick from the Wood County Veterans Memorial. We're going to talk a little bit more when we come back. Just take a quick commercial break, and we'll have more Morning Magazine for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this November 9th, 2022. It is 10:48 on the clock. You have your host, James, here, and we're joined by Kim Shields from Encourage. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
And we have Nancy Quick with us from the Wood County Veterans Memorial. Thank you again for being here, Nancy.
Good morning.
It's always nice talking with you. And Nancy, we were talking a little bit during our break there about the allocation of funds and the when you get these donations, these investments from people, where does it go from there?
The funds come to me through people who are interested in a legacy stone, and I pass all the money on to Encourage, which is wonderful that we don't have to handle any of the money. And also, whenever I get bills, and we get bills for maintenance and for the legacy stones, for flags, for various things that go on there, and I get to pass all the bills on to
my That feels good. It feels good, right? Yeah. And
they do come out of the fund that I think you referred to as the pass-through fund. I call it my pay fund. And in addition, we also do have the endowment fund, which is so wonderful to know that 50 years from now, those bills will still be paid.
Yes. Yeah. It's You know, we all want to leave something behind and leave a legacy in these things. And then there is people like yourself, Nancy, and then the committee and other people that you've mentioned before and stuff that take that to another level and help us, like, not just have things to appreciate about our veterans or our fire or, you know, police departments and these people we've lost. But I'm thinking as well, when I go past the memorial, I think of all those individuals first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I also think about the people that helped get that there and the people, their legacy, and how much they are a part of this too. Because that it is not to be taken lightly. Maybe you weren't a soldier. Maybe you didn't wear a badge, but you did something for those people, those individuals, and they'll be the first to tell you, any one of those individual groups, how grateful they are for that. To do something like this, it is their legacy, certainly, but it's your guys' legacy, too. It's also the every time we go past that, being reminded of Encourage, being reminded of this committee. That's a big part of this, too, and it's a very unique, wonderful part of this that I don't think was maybe thought about or planned, but organically kind of happens with this. Mm-hmm. You mentioned
it's the legacy of our community too.
Yeah, you know,
it's,
well said.
It's not just Encourage, and I don't mean and not just the committee, and I don't mean that in a negative way, because the committee, oh my goodness, without them, this wouldn't have happened. Without their dream, without the World War II donation and Jack Cahoon, and none of that would have been possible, but it is the communities. Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the program on Friday. Before we get to that, can we dive a little bit more into legacy stones and letting people know how what those are and how they can take part in that?
The legacy stone, there's a form to fill out, and those forms are available at the courthouse or by calling me, and I would mail them one. Mm-hmm. But the easiest way, and they're right inside the door, or else at the Veterans Service Office.
And I see that they come in two different sizes, so you have an option there. You can have up to 15 characters per line, including spaces on those stones. I think that for those of us that have walked past those, I didn't realize you could be so detailed with it, so personal with it. I didn't assume that part. I didn't think that part. That's really unique. That's really wonderful to be able to offer people something like that. And again, everything we've been talking about you know, it's great for you and your family to be able to go and see it whenever you miss your loved one or just want to, you know, remember them on their birthday or something like that. It's their kids that are going to get to appreciate these things as well, which I think all of us would want for our loved ones, you know, let alone the ones that we've lost in these kind of ways. That's a very unique thing to be able to offer.
Legacy stones are available for anyone who's served in the military, not necessarily in a war, but also during peacetime.
I appreciate you mentioning that, Nancy. Yeah, that's good to note. And again, if people want to find out how they can do this, just go to the courthouse and pick up a pamphlet. I got one right in front of me right here. And even I can understand this. I mean, I work in radio, and I can figure this out. It's nice to be able to also just be able to take home and think about, too. Mm-hmm. Like, being able to... For some people, I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of somebody that would do this, and I could imagine that if I hadn't thought of it before, it would take me a moment. It would. I really want to make sure that I took my time with this and honored the person I was buying one of these stones for. It's a wonderful thing.
In addition to the legacy stones, there are other ways to support the memorial as well. So we talked about the endowment and building this fund up and to have the support forever. So like for me, when I make my personal donations, it's not to purchase a legacy stone. I make the donation directly to the fund. Mm-hmm. So anybody that's interested in supporting the Wood County Memorial, Veterans Memorial, they can send a check directly to Encourage, and then just note that it's for the Wood County Veterans Memorial endowment. And then also on our website, if you go to Give and then Give Now, there is a drop-down menu of what you want to support. And at this time, somebody would select Other, and then in the comments, they can type in Wood County Veterans Memorial Endowment. And so then we can direct it to that fund. And so you can make direct donations also in addition to purchasing the Legacy Stone.
Thank you for that, Kim. We have the Wood County Veterans Memorial Dedication Ceremony happening this Friday at 1 o'clock. I'd like to get into that a little bit as we wrap up the conversation, ladies. So there's going to be a number of different things to that highlight about this. Kim, where would you like to start?
Actually, I'd like to pass it over to
you
Nancy.
You want to pass it to Nancy? Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Nancy, so much about this ceremony to highlight and to talk about. Where would you like to start?
I would like to talk about the fact that we always involve students in our ceremonies.
Me too. I wanted to get there too.
And we are especially blessed this week to have the Lincoln. It's going to be at Lincoln High School. Mm-hmm. We were unsure of the weather as we were making our plans, but it worked out so great because we will have the Lincoln High School Orchestra, and we will also have a group of singers, and we have always involved kids in leading the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem, and the students also play taps. It's been a great combination.
It's good for these kids, too. Like, even if they don't realize it, it's good for them. It's stuff that I can remember being in parts of things like that in high school when I was at Lincoln and everything. And to this day, I can remember those moments. I can remember those things. It has a bigger impact than I think we can even realize on them. So it's great, that part of it. And it's just great to see that community camaraderie, people coming together and doing these things. And there is something about kids playing taps. That it hits you. It just hits you. It's not that it doesn't hit you every time, because it does, but there's something about that version of it that just really hits home, and it's a perfect day for it, Memorial Day. That's great.
The next thing that I really would like to thank is all the veterans groups that take part. Mm-hmm. There are about five or six different veterans groups who come and stand at attention through this ceremony, and it's been wonderful to have that also.
There'll be the national anthem, the invocation, I see. That'll be there as well. And then there's the evening colors from the LHS Symphony Orchestra, which is going to be great. And you're going to have some remarks from Edward Zappin, junior, retired judge. And then the reading the names on the Memorial Legacy Stones by Karen Schill is going to be done. And that seems like all these are great, all those things. I don't want to take anything from any of those. But that part right there really seems like such a meaningful part, the heart of the ceremony, if you will. That's beautiful. And then I see that the LHS Wind Ensemble is going to play Least We Forget. And Reverend Nicodemus, am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Going to be doing the closing prayer. And then we have the Color Guard and Rifle Salute, of course, where we'll have our Veteran of Foreign Wars, 2534, good friends over there, the Vietnam Veterans American Chapter 101, American Legion Post 954, 442, American Legion Riders District 8, and the Disabled American Veterans 55, all going to be present. That's a nice group. That's a good group right there. That is really cool. That's nice.
It's a community event, and we
really
want
is.
All the community involved.
And I do want to mention, too, that if Old Man Winter or weather or whatever does mess with us, I see that you guys have an alternate site that hosts the ceremony. Is that at East Junior High School, if I got that right?
Yes.
Okay. Just keep that in mind. Fingers crossed, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're hoping we can just have it at the place, but it is nice to know that no matter what, the show will go on, that, of course. So that's always a good idea to do. Anything that you wanted to touch on before we let you go, Kim?
I would just remind everybody that if you would like to support the Wood County Veterans Memorial, to please consider making a donation. You can do that directly through Encourage with a check or on our website.
And I just got a note from Pam. The Veterans Day ceremony will be at the East Junior High School Fieldhouse. Please use 6th Street entrance, not the Veterans Park, at 11 o'clock on Friday. Jerry Krofka just messaged us about this.
Perfect.
So they just made the decision. So we got some breaking news right there. So keep that in mind, everybody. This, and we'll talk about this on the show throughout the week here. We'll make sure to get the word out to everybody. But it does look like the Veterans Day ceremony is officially going to be at East Junior High. So my old stomping ground, some of us around here and everything that went to East, I'm going to go there. Yep, you too,
yep,
Kim.
Me too.
All right,
me too.
So that'll be nice. And the show goes on. That's what matters here. That's what counts.
Absolutely.
We get to do this. We get to show some appreciation for all the work you guys have done, and certainly to do what the day is all about, giving some thanks and some appreciation to our veterans, to the people that made it so that it's possible we're here today, that we were able to have an election yesterday, that we're able to do a little silly radio show like this, all that stuff. Appreciate the time, you guys, very much. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nancy, really nice to meet you, by the way. Thank you for being in here with us. Kim, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about Encourage or some of the ways they can invest in their community, how can they reach you?
By phone, it's 715-423-3863 or email hello@encouragecf.org.
Thanks again for the time, ladies. Appreciate
Thank you.
Be back for more Morning Magazine tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.